Weiter in Shasbir and Daf Samach Gimel, picking up on Samach Gimel, three lines up from the top. Simon, Isha, Vikarka, Ezer, Zos, Shasi, Habrachos, Tagri, Pachsi. Okay, this is going to be, we're going to see a whole bunch of statements in a row from Rebbe Lazar, a bunch of marriage ideas, a well-needed agadata, if you ask me. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kol adam shein lo isha, but isn't married, ain't no adam, he's not considered even a man. You ain't a man. Shein amar zachu nekeva bar'am, vayikra shemam adam. He created them, male and female, and called them adam, called them a man. Only if it's zachar and nekeva together. Next, number two, Vamar Rabbi Lazar, kol adam shein lo karka, but isn't any land, ain't no adam, he's not considered a man. Shein amar ha-shamayim shemayim l'shem ha-aretz no son livnei adam. Number three, Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Ma'idach sev was remembered, it says in the Pasuk, E'eselo Ezer, Kenegdo, we're going to make him a Ezer, someone's going to help him, and then Kenegdo opposite him. Rashi says, Chaluka alav, v'so seres devar, it goes against it. Is it Ezer or Kenegdo? Right? Says the Gemara, Zacha if he's Zocha, Ozarto, it's going to help him. Lo Zacha if he's not Zocha, if he doesn't merit it, then Kenegdo, she'll be opposite him, and it'll be a bit of a fight. Ain't going to be good. It says Rashi, Chaluka alav, oh, look at that. I read the Rashi too early. This is Chaluka Lov, so says the fire. If it's going to go against him, it'll go against his words. Vigad Amrit, some say, a little different. Rabbi Lazarami, he says, we have a bit of a problem with Psukim. Ksiv Kenegdo, it says Kenegdo. It goes, means against him, Ksiv Kenegdo. Oh, Kenagdo. It says Kenagdo, and it says Kenegdo. Kenagdo is like to get smacked. Rashi says, like Malchus, at Malchus, like getting whipped. And Karina and Kenegdo, but we read it Kenegdo, which means opposite. Zacha vizocha, then Kenegdo it'll be Kenegdo, which means opposite him, meaning with him. Lo zacha, then Minagdato, then she's going to give him the smackdown. Yeah, that ain't good. Story time. Ashkei Rav Yosef Eliyahu, he found Eliyahu. Amar Lehi said to him, "Ksiv es elo ezer." Says I'm going to make an ezer. But me isha uzar to adam. How does a wife help a man? Amar Lehi says back, "Adam mevin chitin, chitin koseis." When a person goes and he brings wheat from the fields, does he chew it and just eat the wheat by as is? And pishtan, when he brings flax, pishtan lovi, she just wears flax. Obviously not. His wife goes and helps, and she goes and makes the what you bring her. And she creates into something that's to be used. Lo nimtzis meira einav umamidasa araglav. Doesn't it come out that we see that she lights up his eyes and stands him up on his feet and helps him out? Okay, next thing, Rabbi Laza, number four. Ma'idus when it says in the pasuk zosapam etzem yatzamaya basim mipsari, when it says he's going through all the different animals. Rashi says mechlad d'pam macherim shimish v'lo alu b'daito. That he didn't come out to make sense that this is for him. Malame Shabal Adam al Kol Behema Vachaya. He had a relationship with every one of them, Velo Niskaru Daito, but it didn't cool him down. Ad Shabal Chava, until he had a relationship with Chava and realized that this is the one. Number five, Amar Belaza, Matz Chavonish says in the Pasuk, Venifachu Bechav Kol Mishpachos Adama, and all the families of the earth are going to be blessed through you. Avram Avinu, Amar Lekodesh Baruch Avram, Shtei Brechos Tovos Yeshli Lahavrich Becha. There are two shoots, in other words, type of like plant of things that are going to grow, that two good shoots to lahavrich means to graft that could come to you, meaning they're going to come into the Jewish people. Rus Moavia, the Nama Amonis, Rus and Moa and Nama. That's the lashon of v'nivrchu v'cha, meaning from the lashon of havracha. A lashon of havracha, like to graft two things together. Rashi says, "Arusa movia v'nam ha'monis yotzim hem malachim and aviim kings and prophets nama imushal rechavam v'yotzim mena chiskiya v'asav yoshafat avit tzadikim gemurim great people v'yoshio and navi damar mar amotz." All the families of the earth are telling us, even the families that live on the earth, only blessed because of Bnei Israel. People that live all over the place, even like in not normal cities and towns and whatever, they too are blessed because of the Jewish people. Called Goyer, it's all the nations of the earth. Afilus Sfinos, Habos, Migalia, Las Pamya, Ships traveling from all over the place, they only get blessed because of the Jewish people. Instead, all the entire Jewish people are because everyone in the world is blessed because of the Jews. Vam Rebbe loves another thing. Number six is Asidim Kol Bali Umnirsi Yamdu Al Karka. It's going to be in the future. All this is talking about in the days of Mashiach. Says Rashi, Anichu Umnirsam Laskib Lasuk Bechorish Vekacha. Everyone's going to leave all their stuff. They're going to go and they're going to work in the land. Shenemar is a pasuk says, "V'yardu me'on yoseim kol tosei mashut malachim, malachim kol chavle ayam ela aretz yamodu." Basically, saying everyone's going to get off the boats and it was involved in any sort of like boat kind of stuff, and they're going to sit on the ground. They're going to go work on the ground. And number seven, Amar Belazer, Ein lecha umnas pchusam in a karka. There's no job which is less than working the land. Shenemar v'yardu. It says they're going to go down into working on the land. It says Rashi, Anichu umnosam lasuk b'chorish b'katsir. Right? Like we said, they're going to drop everything and they're going to go into this low type of work. Story time. Rabbi Lazar Chazel hi ara. Rabbi Lazar once saw there was a piece of land, and he spoke to the land. The Shadi Bay Krava Lepusya. Cabbage was planted over there. It was planted in a way which wasn't the smartest way to do it. It was done according to the width, right? It says the pussy l'rochav aruga, the width of it. And that ends up happening as you're plowing it. So you have to turn around and keep plowing and turn the other way and plow, and turn the other way and plow, and turn the other way and plow. And you end up losing a lot if you do it the width-wise, but that's how it was done. So Amalei says to the field, E tishtia l'urkach, even if you were to go and do this length, hafuche be'iska tavminach, if you were to be involved with business, then that would be better. You'd be making more. It'd be Rashi's l'arviach yoseh than doing this, even if you planted it the smart way. Next story, Rav ol beni shivle. He went in between these places with these shibalim, with these stalks, a grain of stalks, and the chazinu de kanaifa, and he saw those, like, they were waving. She says, it's haruach min hashevas zu bazu. The wind was blowing between the two, and it was going all over the place. Amalu, he says to him, inaifis is nufe. You could wave. Go ahead, wave a lot. Rashi says, "Kamisha tirtzu tenofafu." Go ahead, wave all you want. Fuche beiska says Gemara now. Fuche beiska tabinach. But again, getting involved in business when you buy things, you sell things, that's going to be better than you. Says Rashi, just read the whole thing now, and that is, go ahead, wave away, wave, just keep waving. Kamisha tirtzu tenofafu in toilet behen lefi prakmatia. So we see that it is not even close to getting involved in some sort of business. Amarava, mea zuze beiska. If 100 zuz, if you had 100 zuz that you put into business, kol yom abisa b'chama, a person every day can go ahead and eat meat and wine. Oh, you're going to do pretty good in the business. Mea zuze be'ara, put into the ground, and milcha v'chafura, you're going to end up eating salt. And Rashi's chafura is yerek mina tvua ad sheloi v'yashlish. It didn't reach a third of its growth yet. So, that's the second one. Chafura shachas shichra muat shischara muat v'ochel asavim v'chazes b'melech. You can eat like this chrefty stuff. V'lo'od ela meganya le'ya ara. Not only that, but you're going to have to lie on the ground. Rashi's mishkavas osa al aretz lishmar kol alaya, to guard the land. Umaram yalei tigrei. And it causes a lot of different fights happening. The rest says, "Bishvila miskotetim b'nei adam." You could end up going and fighting with other people. All right. Amra Papa, Zrav v'lo tizbein, afal gav d'chiyadadi ninhu hani mivarchan.
One should plant stuff for what he needs and not buy it. Rashi explains that the tevua, l'achilu b'sech, that's what you need to eat in your house. V'lo tazmen, v'lo tikna tevua m'neshuk. Don't buy it for the marketplace. Even though they are equal one to the next, hani mivarchan, these ones will end up being more. Says Rashi that it's cheap and it's not so chashuv. They're going to be more blessed. It's not going to go out. It's going to be more blessed. It's going to last longer. It's going to be better if you go do it yourself. So, that's a good idea. Zabin velo tezel. sell the things that you have and don't become poor. Rashi explains that mechor klei tashmishecha, go and sell what you have, ve'shtamish bedamim beperkamatio of kodem shetavul de'anias. Before you come to poverty, go ahead and put it into business. Hani mili bistarke. This is talking about, Rashi says it means klei habayis, things you have in your house. Of a glima, but when it comes to your clothing, Rashi says she'il iskabed b'levishasa lo yimgur themselves, because dilma ki hadar ba'ila lo misramyale haguna kamosim. Maybe when you need to get back, you're not going to find something nice as that. So of a glima lo misramyale, same idea. Don't go ahead and sell it because you're maybe not going to find it. Tom velo teshapetz. It's better to fill in something and not to do a shiputz. That is, if there's some sort of hole that you have in the wall, just close it off. But don't go ahead and break it bigger in order to go and fix it and make it nicer. It's not a good idea. Shapotz velo tivni. Same idea that if you have this hole that you're not going to think it looks nice, if you just, you know, stop it up with a little bit. So make it a little bit bigger and then go ahead and smooth it out. Rashi says plaster. Then you put plaster on it and fix it up. But make sure whatever you do, don't break it down and then restart it over. Shekol osik binyan mismaskin. Anyone who gets involved in these kind of things eventually ends up becoming poor. You start doing too much construction. Kvotz zavin ara. Jump in order to go ahead to buy land. Quickly go ahead and buy such an idea. Masun nesivitza. But when you're going to take a wife, do it deliberately, slowly. Rashi says, "Hamtin, achetivdok maaseh shelo tehei ra'av v'kantarnis." You don't want it to be that she's like not the right type of woman. She's going to be pretty intense. Nechis darga, nesiv itza. Go down a step in order to take a wife. Rashi says, "Lo tikechicha chashuva v'mechad." Don't take a wife who's more prominent than you, because shemalo tiskabel leh. Maybe you're not going to be accepted by her. Sak darga b'char shushavina, and go up. A friend, in reference to a friend, you should go out and make sure you take someone who's a little bit higher than you. Worthwhile taking someone above you. Rashi says, Ohev Tov, Bechar Lecha Adam Chashav Lidabek Acharav, that you can go ahead and you can attach yourself to him. All right. Everything happens because of the Jews. We saw this earlier that all the good things that happen in the world happen because of the Jews. Now, not great things also. Amar Elazar ben Avina, Ein Pronis Boli Elom Elibishil Yisrael, all the bad things only happen to the world because of the Jewish people. Shenemar hechrasi goyim neshamu pinosam hechravti chutzosam. I've eliminated nations, their towers have become desolate, they've destroyed their streets, all bad things. And this is only because of the Jews. Uksiv amarti ach tir'io si tichi musar. And the next pasuk after it says that I said, fear me, B'nai Yisrael it's talking to, and learn a lesson. Take something out of these things that you see are happening over here. Viter with women, with wives. Rav have a miftar mi Rabbi Chia. He was leaving Rabbi Chia. Amar Leih, so Rabbi Chia says to him, Rachmana litzli mimidei dekashen mimosa. Is that Hashem should save you from something which is worse than death. Is there something which is worse than death? Nafik dakvash, he went out, he checked it out, and he came out, and he saw, Umotzani marmi mavas is a isha. He saw that there's something which is worse than death. That is a woman, assuming that it's not working out well. And when she gets bad, when it's bad, it's bad. Rav have a kometzaira le debisu. Rav's wife used to go ahead and cause him pain. He ka amala avidili tlofchi, when she would say to him, I want you to make me some sort of food. I want you to make me lentils, all right, we see over here on the side, Nazir Adoshim, Targum Tashil, the Tlufchinin, the Mesos Shas. When he asked him to make lentils, Avdale Chimtzi, he would go ahead and make for him, she would make for him something called Chimtzi, which is a type of bean. And then Chimtzi said, I wanted beans, Avdale Tlufchin, he would make lentils. Kigadol Chia Brei, when Chia, his son, the son of Rav, when he grew up, And he would go and say over what his father wanted. He noticed his mother was giving the wrong things. Every time he wanted one thing, she brought another. He wanted one, she gave two. He wanted two, he gave one. So Afichle used to go ahead and switch the orders. Rashi says, "Omer Avlov no, Emily Michalasos Adoshim v'hu Omer La Asi Chimtzi v'hi Ose Adoshim." So he would see the opposite, and he would end up making exactly what the father wanted. Omer Le. So Rav says, Yair Lelochima. He's like, wow, your mother became better because, you know, she's giving me what I asked. Amalei says, well, not really. I don't know who the kafich. I really switched what you said, and therefore she switched it back, and you got what you wanted. Amalei says back, Hainu the kamri inshi, the nafik minach taimel malfach. That which comes from you will come to teach you. Like he learned from him the way that he did this. Rashi says, Pa'amim sha'ben machim asa'av. I should have done this. I didn't have to do this. Wow, nice move. But you really shouldn't do it. You know why? Shenamar limdu l'shonam daber sheker. Havi, the person goes ahead and teaches his tongue to do the wrong thing. It's lies, and you shouldn't do such a thing. Rabbi Chia hava kametzara laid the b'sir. Rabbi Chia's wife was, you know, causing him a lot of pain. Whenever he found something that he thought it was nice that she would like, as she says, Davar Haroi Lo, something was fitting for her. Tzeri Lo Besudre Yomai Sinyala. He would wrap it up in a sudar, in a kerchief, and like, what do you call those things? A scarf? A Mai Sinyala, and go and bring it to her. Amar Le Rav, so Rav said, I have a Hakam Tzeri Lo Lamar. What do you mean? It's causing you tremendous pain. Why are you doing this? Amar Le Dayenu Dimagadlos Banenu Matsilos Osanu. Beep, turn the page. It's Mitzvah Sasanu Min Hachet. Samach Gimel Amid Beis. She raises our children and saves us from sin, from Avir. As Rashi says, hear her Avir, from thinking things that are inappropriate. Makele Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei. So Rav Yehuda, he said the following pasuk to Yitzchak, his son. Says, Demot Tani Yimari Mavis is a Isha, more worse than death is a woman. Amalei. So this is back and go, Mai, what are you talking about? What kind of woman is so bad? He says, what? Kegon Imcha. Like your mother. Sounds like his wife was intense. Rabbi Yehuda's wife was bad. I have a homasi lady, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Bray. He says to him, Eino demotzi koras ruach elem ishto rishona. A man only finds koras ruach, something's going to be pleasurable and pleasant from his first wife. Shenemar hi mekor chabaruch, usmach me'ishas narecha. The pasuk says that your mekor should be baruch and rejoice the wife of your youth. So he says to him, Kegon man, who's good like that? Kegon imcha, this is just like your mother. He says, hold on a second, right? Is his mother good? Is his mother not good? Miskav takifa, the answer is that really she was both. Miskav takifa, va'abu eme abra mimila. She would get really, really upset. Like she would get really, really intensely angry if something didn't go well, but she would go out and she would calm down immediately. Rashi says, nocha liritzos, she gets over things very quickly and she's able to move on. Hey, Gidam Ishara, what's called an Ishara, a bad wife? From Rabbi, Mekashtali Taka, Mekashtali Puma. What it means is, what's a bad wife is someone, she sets up the table to give him food to eat, but she also goes ahead and starts setting up her mouth in a way that Rashi says, Lakalu Lil Gadav, she curses him until it comes time to eat in order to go and to cause him pain. Rava Amar, Mekashtali Taka, she sets up this suda or mahajali gaba, and then she turns away from him. Rashi says to not eat with him, and that causes him pain. Amar Avchia Bar Chanina. Now we have some nice things to say over here. Kevin Shenasa Adam Isha, when a person gets married, Avonasav Mispakikim, his sins get all stopped up. They get all corked up. Shenemar Matza Isha Matatov, but Yafik Ratzon Me Hashem. You found good, your wife, you found good. And he ends up gaining v'yafik ratzon me'Hashem, favor from Hashem. Says Rashi, mispakikin is nistamin lushan v'yafik. Come up, pokikin and the kavim, stats up all the holes. Okay, but marava kinas avinsha itza in there. It's so when a man would get married to a woman, amrilei hachi, they would say to them following matza or motze, which means did you find or well, we'll see right now matza d'chsev matza isha matza tov. If matzah means that you found something, matzah isha, you found a good wife, you found a wife, then you found goodness. Motze, or did you find, I found more bitter in death, is a woman. So matzah or motze. Amar Rav, Isha Ra, mitzvah legarsha, is a mitzvah to go into divorce. A bad woman. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, garish leitz v'yetze madon v'yishpos din v'kalon. Pasuk says divorce, a leitz. And you're going to have all this bad, intensity is going to leave, and judgment and shame will stop.
V'yomer Rava, and Rava says, Isha Ra'al K'suvasa Merubah, let's say a woman is really bad, but her K'suvah is really expensive, so it's hard to divorce her. So Rasa B'tzidu, what you should do is you should go and marry another woman, Rashi says. And then what's going to happen, she's totally going to change her ways. That means people say, Chaver Tablo B'silta, which means that you go ahead and with a friend, Rashi says, Mekabel S'tochacha Yosef, she accepts him more, and not B'silta, which is a coast, which is a thorn. Better just give another wife, and then she's going to want more attention, so she's going to behave a lot better than she was. V'yomer Rava, and Rava goes further to say that Kasha Isha Rak Yom Sargrir. Being married to a bad woman is like a day of Rashi's Yom Barad V'ruach. If it's a hail, storm, and windy, because Shanemar, the pasuk says, Delef Torid B'yom Sargrir, V'eishis Midyanim Nishtava. That if you have this dripping going on in this day, then being stuck is like a wife. It's very similar to like a wife who's really intense, who's really off a rocker. So why? Because when it's dripping and it's raining inside, you have nowhere to go. And you can't go outside. The same thing with the earth being married. It's just a bad matzah. But Amar Rava. Rava says, Bori Kamatova Isha Tova. How good is a good wife? Kamara Isha Tova. How bad is a bad wife? Kamatova Isha Tova. Tachsev Matza Isha Matatova. You find a wife, you find good. Iba Gava Mishtaikra. Kamatova Isha Tova. Shakasav Mishabacha. If the pasuk is talking about a literal wife, it says Matza Isha, then Kamatova Isha Tova. Shakasav Mishabacha. How good it must be because they go ahead. And the Mishabeach, and Iba Torah, Mishtaikra, and the Pasuk is actually talking about Teicha, and Kamatova, Ishatova, Shatora, Nimshalaba. How must be a good wife that the Torah is the muscle for her? The Torah is called like a good wife. That's a tremendous compliment. Kamara Isha Ra, how bad is that? The Sivam, what's any Mari Mava says Isha? Worse than that, says this type of woman. E Begava Mishtaikra, if it's talking literally about a wife, then Kamara Isha Ra, how bad that must be? Shakasa Magana. It goes ahead and says how bad she is. She's worse than death. And Ibe Gehenna Mishtaikra. And if it's actually talking in the reference to Gehenna, Kamara Isha Ra, how bad is an Isha Ra? She Gehenna Nimshalabah, that she's used as a mashal of Gehenna. Then we have another pasuk showing how bad it can be if you have a bad wife. In Yirmiyahu, it says, I'm going to bring upon you badness. You can't escape from. It's talking about a bad wife, but the ksuba is really expensive. I have another way of understanding it, another pasuk. The Sanani Hashem, Bidei lo uchal kum. Hashem delivered me in the hands of those I can't handle. Amrav chist amrav ukvarachia zu isha ra'al k'suva m'suva. It's talking about a bad wife who's too big of a k'suva. So you can't divorce her, but you can't be with her. You're stuck. But my ravah amru, they say another way in Eretz Yisrael, they said, zesh mezonosav t'luyim kaspo. This is talking about somebody whose mezonos depends on his cash, on his money. Rashi explains what that means is, she'ein lo zriya b'karka d'chol shah. So what happens is he doesn't have anything growing in his land because every moment he's worried that maybe it's going to go up the price and things of the sort. Okay, another one. One of the tochachas says the sons and daughters are going to be giving over to another nation. So Eisha Sa'av. This is talking about the father's wife. Father's known as a stepmom. She's not going to treat them the same way because they're not really her kids. Continuing on, the pasuk says, in Devarim, by the Torah says, "Begoy naval achisem," with a terrible nation, with the very off achisem, we're going to make them angry. Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Amar Rav, Zu Isha Ra'ok, Sivasam Ruba, the same case we've been talking about all along. Rabbi Eliezer Ami says, no, he says, Zu Elu Hatstukim. This is talking about Stukim. Those are people that are off the derech. Chenu Omer, Amar Nova Belibo, Ein Elokim. And that is that the one who's a novel, manuvel, who's off, who's crooked, he says, there is no God. Let's hold cup of here. What we're talking about here. We had a pasuk that says, Begoy novel achisem. And one explained that what this talking about is an Isha Ra. The other one came in and explained that it's talking about these people, Tzdukim. And now we have another one, Mesisatani, Ilu Anshe Barbaria, Vanshe Martarnia, these two different places. Shemahalchen Aruma Mishuk. They walk in their birthday suits in the shuk, others known as naked in Tahiti. Shein lecha naked. Shein lecha mshukat zemisoav lefnei amakam yosem mishemahalach b'shukar. There's no one more disgusting than to walk out into the marketplace wearing nothing. Number four, B'yochan Amar, Ilu Chavarim. These are talking about Chavarim. Says Rashi, this is talking about Parsiim Rishayim. Rich, wicked Persians, Vazin, Ve'enan Makirin Kavodam Sheyusal. They're not Mechabed
Klai saw it all. Story time. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Asu chabari labavel." There were chabarim that came to Bavel. Says Rashi, Parsiim Rishayim, where we said that already. Shagav Nafal. So you like bent down and you fell down when you heard about this concept that these chabarim came over here. These are bad dudes over here. These are chabarim. Are these people that really were not pro-Jews? Amalei, so they said to him, Mekabli Shulchars. Don't worry, the Mekabli Shulchar, we can pay him off. They take bribes. So Taretz Yosef, when he heard this idea, he was Taretz Yosef, he straightened up, he sat up. And Gozal Shlosha, they said there are three things that they were Gozhan. Mipnei Shlosha. There's a Mida Kenegan Mida that's going on over here. Gozal Abasar, they said that the Chabarim that made a Gezerah, that you're not allowed to shecht the meat. You can't do shechita. Mepnei hamatanos. Matanos like maybe matnas kahuna. You're supposed to give to the kohen. Says Rashi that gazer al abasa shelo yochal basa shechuta. Amar lahem mepnei avera shebiyadam. Shoyu gozlim umatanos. Because matanos kahuna, matnas kahuna, azro lachayim vekeva. The different parts of the animal that are given to the kohen. Gazer al merchatzos to give the gzer against the merchats, the bathhouse. Rashi shelo yezihirin ba. So we're careful of the mepnei hatvila. They didn't let us use any of the bathhouses, and that's mepnei tvila because of the fact that they weren't careful when it came to mikvah. We're supposed to go ahead and go to the mikvah, and they weren't careful enough. Kamechate shachve, and they were taking out dead bodies from the ground, from the kever. Mepnei shesmechim biyom edam. The Yidden were celebrating the Goyisha holidays. And what happened was now they had to mourn, they had to suffer. Rashi says, Ba'alem zua gzera l'sabalba to be in case of avela. Shenemer v'haysa yad Hashem b'chem u'b'avoseichem. The hand of Hashem is going to be on you and on your avoseichem. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, zu chatute shachrei. This is talking about they would take out the dead bodies. Damar mar, ba'avon chayim mesa mechateten. Because of the avarice of the people alive, those that are dead are mechutat, they dig them out. Amalei story time. Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Barmari. Iksev. It says in the pasuk, Lo ye asfu, Lo ye kaveru, Ledoman al pnei adama yiyu. And that is, it says, they're not going to be gathered together nor buried. They will be like dung upon the face of the earth. Iksev. Venivchar mavas mechayim. And it's going to, the next pasuk says, death is going. They're going to prefer to have death over life. But if they see the bodies getting all pulled up, of course they don't want death over life. Amalei says to him, no, what it means is nivchar mavas rishayim. Death is going to be good, better for the rishayim. Shelo yichyu b'olam hazeh v'yechtu. It's better for a Russia to die, so he doesn't end up doing more averus in this world for yiplu gadim because of the averus that he did. Then he ends up being thrown into jehinom. Viter kasa b'sefer ben sira. It says in the sefer of ben sira. This I think is gemara. Also we see in Sanhedrin. Yeah, Sanhedrin daf kufam abeis. It says isha tova matana tova. A person has a good wife. He has a good matana. Bach takes out the next two words. B'cheik yarei elokim tinat sein. So we have a good woman is a great matana. It's a good gift. And she's given into b'cheik yirei elokim tirat sein. She's giving to the embrace of someone who's yirei elokim, someone who's yirei shemayim. Isha ra, but a bad wife tsaras l'bayis. She's like tsaras for the husband. Ma'atakante, what does he do? Yigarshenav yisrap mitzvah. So he should go and divorce her, and then he'll be saved from this state of tsaras. Isha yafa asher baila, a beautiful woman asher baila, fortunate is the husband. Mispar yom of kiflaim. The numbering of his days is doubled. Rashi explains what that means is Klomar Samech Bechelko, Vedomalo Kiilu Yamim Kvarm. It's like his days were doubled. Another Ben Sira statement is Halimenechem Eishes Chayin. You should close your eyes. From Eishes Chayin means a woman who belongs to somebody else. You look at somebody else. Penti Lucky Ben Sudasa, or lest you go ahead and be caught up in her net. Al Titzil Baila, and don't go turn to the husband. Limsoch Imo. Yain v'shechar, to go ahead and drink with him wine and have some shechar with it also. You don't want to get involved getting drunk with this guy. Kibitar isha, because of the form of a woman, a beautiful woman, or rabba hushchasu, a lot of people fell and were destroyed from being involved with these type of women. You just stay far away. Vatsumin kol aruga, And there's so many people that are killed because of this. They end up in a really bad place. Rabim hayu pitzei rochel. Many are the blows of the rochel, of the guy who comes to go ahead and sell stuff. Rashi says, hamokar b'samim, someone sells like perfume, lenashim, leskashid b'am, in order to go and adorn themselves. Amotzi bo niyuf, uba b'aylo upatsu. And they end up getting involved in inappropriate relationships. And so that suspects, and the husband comes and says, you've been messing with my wife, and he gives him the smackdown. Hamar gilin dvar avera, a person who does something with an avera, and he gets used to it. Kenitzos maver gechelos, it's like a spark that starts up coals. Kechluv maliof, it's like a chicken coop that's filled with birds. Rashi says, kanofos. Kain bateim leim yirmo, so to their house is filled with liars. Yeah, came bateim leim yirmo, the house is full of lies. Al teitzar tzaras machar. Don't, but there's another statement. This is a direct, I remember this from Sanhedrin Dafka, this one. Don't go ahead and be and don't worry about the pain of tomorrow. You don't know what the day is going to bring. Maybe tomorrow's going to come and you're not going to be alive. Maybe this person is going to end up dying today. And it turns out that you ended up being worried about a life that wasn't yours, a world that wasn't even yours, because they never came about for you. Rashi says, mace. Ve'inin abolim, you're not here. Ve'lo yireo so daiga, you never come about. Jehu meitzar. Ve'yari ve'doig alev. Ve'nim sesh yistar etmal al olim shein shalo. You worry about what the world wasn't his. Minam, minah rabim, mitoch v'secha, ripoch. Stop the people, the rabim, from coming to your house. Don't bring everybody into your house. Rashi says, you can start the fights. Rather you stay, go, just stay outside. Just let, you know, keep things cordial. Says Rashi, nothing but the extra Rashi from Sanhedrin says you're going to end up with the different fights. Rabim, you darshei shlomecha. Many people should... There should be many that care about how you're doing. Gali sod le'echad me'ela, if you go, but you still only give over the secrets that you have, one in 1,000 people. Okay, now we go back to the ideas of Paruvu. Amar Avasi, ain't been David Ba, been David is not going to come, meaning Mashiach. Achi yuchul kol neshamas shabaguf, until all the neshamas that are found in Guf, that area is going to come out. Shenamar ki ruach mufana yatov neshamas ani asisi. Like we brought it before, the pasuk says, a spirit from before me shall be laid born in the souls that I have made. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol mi she'ein osek b'pirvu, anyone doesn't do pirvu, kilu shofech dam, and it's like he murdered. Shenamar shofech dam, adam ba'adam dam yishofech. Whoever goes in does shvichas damim, by man shall his blood be shed. Uksib basir says afterwards, v'atem peru urvu. It says to do peru urvu. So the fact that we put these things next to each other means someone who holds back from doing peru urvu is like he killed someone. I would like he did shvichas damim. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, kilu memayit ad'mus. It's like he was mamayit, he made smaller the demus of Hashem. Shenemar, the image of Hashem. Shenemar, ki betzelem elukim, says Adam. Betzelem elukim, a man is made. Uksim, it says, basrei afterwards, vatem peru urvu, melus aris. So what do you learn from this? We say that holding back from having kids also is diminishing of the ribonus shalolim that comes through man. Benaz Ha'omri says, ki ilu shofech damum mamayit the demus. Somebody doesn't have kids, it's like he was shofech damim, and it's like he took away from the greatness of Hashem. Shenemar v'atem peru urvu. The pasuk says, Shenemar v'atem peru urvu. You're meant to go ahead. It says after both of these pasuk come over here that you're supposed to go ahead and be fruitful and multiply. Amr lo leben azeh sid ben azeh. Yesh no'ed dorish. There are those who know how to darshan well. V'no mekayim, and know to do what they say. They know to practice what they preach. No mekayim, and the other people that know how to go out and do things well, v'no dorish, but they don't know how to darshan. V'ata no dorish, you're good at darshaning, v'no mekayim, but you're not good at being mekayim, of fulfilling what you say. Amalem ben Azim, and I said, send back, umma esa, what do you want me to do? Shenafshi chashka b'torah, like, I love Torah so much. Afshi la'olam, she is kayim. Let other people be the ones to go out and keep the world going by having kids. Like, I'm stuck. And Yidach, we have another brisa which says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, komi she'in la'osik b'pir revivya, kilu shofech damim, like we said, shenemar, shofech dama adam, usamach samach lei, v'atem peru revu. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria Omer, kilu memayit ha'demus, it's like he lowered in the demus of Hashem. Ben Azia Omer, amulul ben Azia, he said to him, yish na dorish. They're those who know how to dash in well. Tanu Rabbanan. Uvenucho Yomar. Shuv Hashem Rivos Alpha Yisrael. Like when we go and we take up the Torah, and it said we say Uvenucho Yomar. And when he rested, it's like when the Aaron rested, so Moshe would say, Shuv Hashem Rivos Alpha Yisrael. Shuv Hashem should Hashem should come and hang out with the thousands of Bnei Yisrael. Beep, turn the page. Samach Talmanav Malamid comes to teach. Shein Shchina Shora Al Pachos Mishnei Alafim Mishnei Rivos Yisrael. They're not going to stay with less than 2,002 myriad of Israel, which is 22,000 Yidden. Harish Al Yisrael Shnei Alafim Mishnei Rivos Chasar Echad Vizeh Lo Asik Beraviria. Which means to say that if you had one less than 22,000, and this one wasn't being osik in peer review, question, meaning, lo nimsa zeh gorim l'shchina shestalik miyisrael, doesn't it come out that this guy is holding back from the shchina from being with Israel? He said that chayiv misa, a person doesn't have any kids, doesn't try to have kids, it's chayiv misa, shenemu banam lo yod laim. And the pasuk says, "By another than a view, they didn't have any kids. But if they would have had kids, how you learn? But if they would have had kids, then lomis they wouldn't have died." Pele, pili, ploim. I can't remember. Other people say different. Gorim l'shchina shetalik miyisrael. One who doesn't is involved in puravu or causes shchina to leave. And then the pasuk says, "Lios lo, l'him azarecha l'charecha." That should be for him as the god until afterwards, to the offspring afterwards. As much as zarecha charecha, as long as zarecha after you, so then. As long as you have kids after you, meaning you have kids, then Shechina Shor, then Shechina is going to be Ein Zarech, but if the children don't, I can come after you, you don't have any kids. Amisho, who's it going to rest on? Eitz of Avanim, it's going to be on Ron of Eitz of Avanim. That ain't good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.